You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's Song of the Summer. Wellness's track Beach, currently number one in the BFM top 10. I think it is fair to say Song of the Summer there. That is Wellness with Beach. Kia ora, Rowan, how are you this morning? Oh, we've got you very quiet here for some reason. Sorry, I'm going to sort this out. What's going on here? I'm going to try one little thing live on air. We're having a weird technical thing with this this morning. How's this? Any better? Not sure what's going on there, Rowan. I'm so sorry. We will give you a call on the phone. And while we give Rowan a call on the phone, old school styles, we'll listen to another artist who's playing at the Whammy Bar, Wine Cellar and Backroom Christmas Party this weekend. This is Summer V with Key to All Your Love. We'll be right back. Hey, Rowan, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Technology, eh? What's that all about?
Who knows?
We are listening to an excellent bit of Summer V, Key to All Your Love. I think Summer, you know, Summer by name, Summer by nature, you're really setting us up for a festive New Zealand vibe with the artists you've got playing at the Whammy Bar Wine Cellar and Backroom Christmas Party this weekend.
Well, it's the end of a lamentable year. We better make the best of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's run through some of these excellent artists you've got playing on Saturday night. Circling Sun, Crash Teslas, Daffodils, Dane Joe, which I've got to say is quite like a bit of a head spin to read out. Dane Joe, Greco-Romanc, Julian Dines DJing, Michael Logie will be there, Power Nap's going to be there, Scran, The Golden Geese, Summer V, and Wellness. Great lineup.
Yep. It's a lineup that took everyone so busy, and there's quite a swathe of shows that it was actually took a while for Lou and I to pull this together. The slightly mysterious Dane Joe is an artist based in Berlin.
Ooh.
Who's come over with Laurie from the Pleasure Magenta.
Excellent.
And so Laurie will be joining them on stage. And the other mystery act is Scran, which will be a debut performance. Scran is made up of members of Water and Ketchup and other acts.
Oh, so very cool. Breaking new musical ground there.
Breaking new musical ground. And, of course, we've got Wellness, who sadly won't be playing the Wine Cellar because it's their first time to play the Whammy Main Room.
Good for them.
On account of their number one hit, and they were kind of excited.
That's very cute.
That's very cute, yeah.
They have been truly a Wine Cellar band through and through, though. I think I've seen Wellness play at least three times at the Wine Cellar now.
Which is possibly, apart from a party at their practice room, might be the only times they've ever performed.
And, I mean, we're here to talk about the festive good times, but it is also not all festive good times out there in the music world, as I'm sure anybody with two eyes and two ears can sort of clock at the moment. It's hard, it's expensive. You guys at the Wine Cellar are having a particularly rough time at the moment, facing some pretty hefty rent increases and the sort of the dead period of January, which is always quite a hard month to fill, Rowan. What is going on at the moment, and how can we help you? Because we love you. We love the Wine Cellar. We need the Wine Cellar. What can we do?
It's amongst all these amazing internationals and all these great festivals, just remember that the little venues, and it's not just the Wine Cellar, it's the Wine Cellar, it's Whammy and Backroom, it's Neck of the Woods, it's all the little places. Not that Whammy and Neck of the Woods are, you know, larger, but they're still run by music lovers, and they try and put on good things all year round. And, you know, summertime is just a bit difficult.
It is.
And we've all got landlords. Some of our landlords are more friendly than others. So we're just remind that the little things matter too.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just had quite a cataclysmically bad sort of end of spring, beginning of summer thing, and I don't want to dwell on all the reasons. Partly there's been the stress of our ongoing rental negotiations, which may be coming to a resolution next week. We've got valuers meeting. And hopefully the negotiated market rent is slightly manageable. I mean, one can but hope.
I've literally got my fingers crossed for you as you're speaking, Rowan. But it is, you know, you're totally right. It is a tricky time. It's been a tricky couple of years, and particularly I think this this particular part of COVID we've hit right now, where everybody is getting a little bit sick and everybody really wants to get out there, you know, do all the right things at the moment. Test before you go out, wear a mask, make sure you buy a nice beer for your mate, and just get out there and support those venues that support the artists, that make sure the wheels of the scene keep turning. So, you know, that's what you can do. Bands and artists out there, book a show in January. Is that something that would be useful?
Yeah, that's useful. That is after my, I'm a little embarrassed at, you know, cries for help or asking for help or even departing from a positive narrative is something that small businesses shouldn't do too often. Bookings have sort of come in. There are still dates available. We've got on our website, we've got dates for January and February available out there for people who want to put on shows. They're slowly filling out, like the classics, like the Fridays and Saturdays are mostly pinned down for January, and there's a few Wednesdays and Thursdays, which again, you've got your big festivals on the weekend.
Come
to a nice little show in the middle of the week.
Exactly.
Every night does not need to be a big rager, and we cater to quite a range of music, and sometimes it's nice to have an interesting sit-down show when you're not catching up with your partying friends or saving up for the big splurge on the weekend.
Absolutely.
Kind of thing. And just come down and have a low-alcohol beverage and a cup of tea and spend some time with some music and some artists and support them. Like the bar is healthy when it's busy.
Nice.
And it doesn't always have to involve spending lots of money. You can just have a drink or two.
Exactly.
And go home. And go home early enough to catch a bus.
Exactly.
So you don't have to get an Uber.
We love all these thrifty ways to get around.
Yeah.
Also,
it'd be nice if the trains were working. But,
it would be nice at Wayne Brown. It's not specifically his fault, but I feel we can do a bit of fist shaking at the moment. There's lots going on there. One thing that I really enjoyed recently was the sit-down Ebony Lamb show, which was a perfect example of a midweek wine cellar lovely time. That was just a magical evening. And as you pointed out, I was home in bed by like 9:30 or something. It was so cozy, so comfortable. I very much had a great time.
That show was pushing the boat out on being early. We are going to try and do more early shows, but I'm thinking people should set their bedtimes more about 10.
That's fair. I think that's fair. The sun's out till basically 10 anyway, so why not?
Yeah, daylight saving is not our friend.
No, it's not. But thank you for, you know, mushing through the hard times, Rowan, because, you know, these spaces are so valuable to all of us, and we really appreciate everything you guys do.
Well, we appreciate the corners of the media, which is largely BFM, and bits of Radio New Zealand that actually recognise that we exist and speak of us and to our audiences and stuff like that. You guys are so important as well.
It's all just one big old hug, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good gig this weekend. This is a great way to send off a year that I think we can all quite happily put mostly into the bin. Come and shake it off. Circling Sun, Crash Teslas, Daffodils, Danjo, Greco Romanc, Julian Dine, Michael Logie, Power Nap, Scran, The Golden Geese, Summer V, and Wellness. We're going to have a bit of Greco Romanc now.
I have to also point out who Crash Teslas are.
Oh, yes, please. I was about to ask, actually.
Okay, there's a gentleman by the name of Thomas Burton, who people may remember from projects such as Moppy and Soccer Practice, and who also has a very fine rock band, formerly the Wilberforces, but I've just blanked on
his other
band.
You're talking Guardian Singles?
Guardian Singles.
Nice stuff.
Yeah, so apparently he doesn't have enough projects going, so he has started Crash Teslas whilst he's living up north, and so he'll be bringing the NPC down, and so it's Tom Burton, who we love.
We do love Tom. That's going to be an awesome show then. Thank you, Rowan. Have a lovely rest of your week, and we'll see you on Saturday night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
Ignis Flam. Ignis Flam est. Ignis Flam. Ignis Flam annals est. Ignis Flam est. Ignis Flam annals est. Ignis Flam est. Ignis Flam annals est. Ignis Flam est. Ignis Flam annals est. Ignis Flam est.
Ignis Flam.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.